Pensacola right now. Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News. Traffic on the fives. Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yes, hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Get your Florida legislative update here shortly and your week, your jobs update, your weekly unemployment update. First, your top three stories. Deutsche Bank shares slid 14% after a sudden spike in the cost of insuring against its defaults. And I guess the investors didn't like that their insurance costs went up, but that's what they're, you know, they got more insurance in order to guard against defaults. And so the stocks have slid. So the banking tension continues on. King Charles, he's from the country of Tonga. Just kidding. He's from Samoa. Just kidding. He's from New Zealand. No. What's the places that
You're
have
getting
kings?
Closer?
Get closer. Yeah, just keep on going. King Charles is going to France. Well, it's been postponed after all of the protests that are going on over there. It seems a little bit too unruly for a spoiled king to head over. King to head over there to that country. So, United States has retaliated after an Iranian drone strike hit a U.S. base in Syria and killed a U.S. contractor. So now the U.S. has retaliated with airstrikes. So a little bit of foreign tension going on over there. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So unemployment update here for you. Once again, new filings for unemployment have continued to drop. And so despite the amount of inflation that we're seeing, despite a lot of other things that we've seen with the economy, we seem to have a really good jobs market. We had another 4,659 fewer new filings for unemployment this week compared to the previous week. And we had 21,000 fewer people on the continued unemployment rolls. So we've actually now dropped below 1.9 million people on unemployment. In Florida, we dropped about 700 people from the new filings compared to the previous week. So that has us down to about 4,700. That's pre-Hurricane Ian levels. And we had another 3,700 people come off the continued unemployment rolls. Alabama, same thing, about 241 fewer people. That brings them down to less than 2,000 people filed for unemployment last week. And 700 fewer people on continued unemployment. So we continue to see a really good jobs market overall. So despite companies laying people off, it appears people are able to go get a job very quickly right after that. Also, when it comes to jobs, I did see this, which is a little bit disturbing. Inflation continues to outpace wages and salaries. Okay, well, that's not good. And so, yeah, you're starting to see more and more things like that popping up where, yeah, people have jobs, but the jobs that we have are not paying as well or able to keep up with inflation. So, I mean, when inflation's at 8-9% compared to a year ago, well, just ask yourself this. Are you getting paid 8-9% or 10% more than you were a year ago? For the vast majority of Americans, the answer is a resounding no. And so that's the simple way to put it. right there. Also, I saw this as it pertains to jobs. I saw this report earlier in the week. According to a new report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, the number of undergraduates earning college degrees has dropped for the first time in a decade. I brought this up a little bit earlier in the week as well, but I want to bring it up again as we talk about jobs and as we talk about inflation is outpacing wages and salaries, because we know that the average undergrad earns more money than a high school graduate. We know that a high school graduate earns more money than a high school dropout on average. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rule, but on average, a high school graduate makes more money than a high school dropout. An undergrad makes more money than a high school graduate, and somebody with a master's degree, a graduate degree, makes more money than an undergrad. And so if we're talking about inflation is outpacing wages and salaries, it makes me wonder how much of that might, be contributed because of the number of people not earning college degrees right now. And of course, we've also talked about the reason why the number of undergraduates earning college degree has dropped for the first time in a decade is because of COVID. There's just a lot of people, a lot of kids that decided to not go to college after COVID. A lot of high school dropouts, a lot of those that just barely squeaked by with high school graduation, but are not going to college. And so now here it's been a couple of years later, and they're finding that that there's just not as many people in college. Part of it also might be high tuition. No doubt about that as well. All right, I'm going to give you a quick Florida legislative update right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. Nothing to slow you down. We still have some slight delays getting into Pace from Pensacola on the bridge due to construction, but it is improving for the afternoon, and 98 now looking good all throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They are big enough to get the job done yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Florida legislative update. The Florida House did indeed go ahead and pass constitutional carry. So I know that's been like the big thing. Every time I hit the Florida legislative update, everybody's like, what's going on with constitutional carry? What's going on with constitutional carry? It passed 76 to 32, mostly in a party line vote. And so this was the one where you can have concealed carry without going and getting a license for it. So it's permitless carry is what it's also called. And a Senate bill is ready for the full floor vote. So it's passed the House. Senate bill is ready. The legislature has gone ahead and passed the $700 million basically low income housing initiative bill that has passed the full legislature. It's ready for the governor's signature. The governor, the House has gone ahead and passed the woke banking ban, which we mentioned on the federal level. It got vetoed by the president. And the U.S. House of Representatives was not able to override his veto. Well, the Florida legislature, in the meantime, is banning what they call the woke banking bill, which is no state investment dollars or retirement dollars can be used with banks who have a criteria pertaining to diversity, equity, inclusion, and environmental safety practices. So basically, if they're making their investments based on environmental concerns or based on diversity, equity, inclusion, then and that is one of their main factors in trying to do investment, then no state dollars can go into those investments. We mentioned this before, but we got it here. The alimony bill. Every single year, there's been an alimony reform bill that's been proposed. It has never gotten past basically the floor vote. In some cases, it doesn't even get out of committee. Well, we've got it again. Alimony reform bill has come in. Actually, it's been vetoed by the governor, by past governors, not this governor particularly, but by other governors. It's been vetoed three times. Last year, Governor DeSantis vetoed the alimony reform bill. And so now there's a new one that has some upgrades from previous year's attempts trying to get past the governor's veto. The main thing here at argument, the main reason why there's even been a discussion pertaining to alimony is because Florida has lifetime alimony, and we're one of just a handful of states now that still have that in place. That has been the main motivating factor to try to get some sort of alimony reform done, is that there's an argument that we should not have any kind of, you know, permanent alimony. Then one of the other issues that came up that blocked it in the past was they were trying to make any kind of future changes to alimony retroactive, meaning all of the alimony cases that have already been filed, that have already going on, that you're already getting alimony, you're already paying alimony, would be revised. And that was deemed unconstitutional. And so any changes with alimony going forward would just be those going forward, and it couldn't be retroactive. So those are some of the things going on with that. Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, coming up here April 1st, Fiesta Pensacola is excited to announce the 2023 Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt. Fiesta Pensacola Children's Treasure Hunt. So it's going to be at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's a free event to include fun for the whole family. Free registrations at 11:30. There'll be free lunch, snow cones, games, arts and crafts, a scavenger hunt all the way until 2:30. So check that out coming up on April 1st. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, investigators on the scene today after an envelope with suspicious powder was sent to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. It was in an envelope marked Alvin to the mailroom and contained a death threat. Sentence for a Jacksonville teen today who fatally stabbed his middle school classmate over 100 times. The judge ordered Aiden Fucci to spend the rest of his life behind bars. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is on the stand in her ski and run court battle. She's accused of running into and badly injuring a man and then skiing away with her friends as he remained unconscious. A Memphis basketball player, women's basketball player, charged with assault after allegedly punching an opposing player. Don't know if you saw the video footage of this last night during post-game handshakes at the end of Memphis's loss to Bowling Green in the women's NIT. And the largest Keno lottery prize in Massachusetts state history is going out. The winning numbers also making history. The winning numbers for the $1 million prize were in sequence 1 through 12 in order. The odds of this winning sequence being drawn 1 in more than 478 million.
Holy smokes. All right, that's pretty impressive right there. There's a I think I've played Keno like once. Like one time, I think, is it. And I found it to be extremely boring.
Okay.
Just to guess numbers and I was like, this is not very, very fun game. So
I mean, can you explain the how it works? So this isn't just like you scratch off or anything. Like you pick numbers that you think will be in a sequence or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's basically it. You pick you fill out a card with various numbers you want to place, and then the numbers come up randomly, and you see, and so you're basically trying to guess that you can guess the number. So it's kind of like the lottery.
Yeah.
Where you're guessing numbers, but people just sit there in casinos and they just do it over and over and over again. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is boring.
Setting money on fire too is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Exactly. Like, this isn't even fun. Like, but I also don't think slots are fun, and slots still remains the number one like thing that people do when they go to casinos is play slots. Yeah. I'm like, this isn't even fun.
I think slots, though, I can understand why, though, because so often, you know, you get like two of three or one, you know, you get one of the three. So I think, you know, people say, oh, I'm just so close. And if I just keep trucking on here, I'll hit it. But no,
I could see slots being something that can entertain your mind a lot better than but for me, I'm not a big gambler. I did go through a little phase in my late 20s where I was going to casinos a lot, and I loved craps. I fell in love with the game craps. Mm-hmm. But after losing lots and lots of money, I decided, like, it's a fun game. I don't need to be spending money playing this game. So but there are games I find at casinos that I find to actually be fun and entertaining, but a lot of them are just like mind-numbing. They're just like, this isn't fun at all. So, all right. Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have some slow-moving traffic on the I-110 bridge heading eastbound. That's going to be going towards Avalon Boulevard. Don't have reports of an accident just yet, but just keep that in mind. You're going to see some slow traffic on I-10. That's going to be over Escambia Bay in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we've got your daily dad joke for you on News Radio 92.3. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a BBB scam alert to let you know about. First, Daily Dad Joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
My doctor has advised me to stop drinking. Oh, this is going to be a massive change for me. I've been going to that doctor for 15 years. That's funny right there. I don't care who you are. BBB is warning of a new Venmo digital wallet scam. I'll tell you more about it after this. So I was just mentioning before the break there that Better Business Bureau has warned of a new Venmo digital wallet scam. They're saying it's a Venmo and PayPal scams and any digital wallet scams. They're saying this is how it works. You get a text or notification through your app that you have a payment to your account of thousands of dollars from somebody you don't know. Your first instinct is to send the money back, but you don't want to do that because actually you're sending it to an account from a stolen credit card. So what these folks do is by the time you start initiating the transfer, they've moved it from the stolen card to their own credit card. And the victims of the stolen credit card will dispute the transaction, get their money back. Meanwhile, the money you sent back will be drawn out of your bank account. And apparently scams like this are only growing and growing. So I'm like, what in the world? So basically, if you get somebody saying, hey, I accidentally sent you a bunch of money, it's probably a scam. It's so wild, man. People taking advantage all the time of people's good nature. Hey, I accidentally sent you a bunch of money. Can you send it back to me? Yeah, sure. And it turns out when you send it back, they've switched the card. You've sent them. And it's just terrible. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here. And then we'll get into your sports hit. So Deutsche Bank shares slid 14% after a sudden spike in the cost of insuring against its defaults. King Charles has postponed his France visit after the pension protests have spiked, and U.S. has retaliated against Iran after airstrikes in Syria killed a U.S. contractor. And those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So the NBA starts at 6 o'clock tonight on NBA TV. Indiana Pacers against the Boston Celtics, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers against the Golden State Warriors. Major League Baseball preseason earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays got beat by the Mets 11-2. NCAA men's basketball is underway already on TBS. Number 5 San Diego State University is taking on number 1 seed Alabama, and right now San Diego State leads by 1 point, but it just barely started. And then when that game is over, TBS is going to have number 15 Princeton playing Creighton right around 8 o'clock tonight. And then on CBS, you've got two games. One at 6:15 is going to be number 5 Miami against number 1 Houston, followed by a number 3 Xavier against number 2 Texas. Earlier today in NCAA women's basketball, number 9 Miami beat number 4 Villanova in the Sweet 16. And right now, number 3 LSU has a 2-point lead over number 2 Utah. There's 44 seconds left in the third quarter. That game is on ESPN. And when that game's over, ESPN's going to have number 6 Colorado against number 2 Iowa, and number 8 Ole Miss against number 5 Louisville is the late game at 9 o'clock tonight. All of the NCAA women's basketball is on ESPN today for the Sweet 16. And then NHL hockey will be on at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Then I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some major slowdowns on I-10 right now. This is I-10 eastbound right in the middle of the Escambia Bay Bridge. We have an accident. That is, again, going to be in the eastbound direction. They are off to the right side with a roadblock, but it's backing up until you get right past 9th Avenue. Once you're getting onto the bridge, you're going to see slow-moving traffic until about halfway through the bridge, and then it clears up on your way to Avalon Boulevard. Everything else on the road's looking good. That's going to include 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 also checking in clear. If you have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And sports news, one of the big stories here. Major League Baseball's opening day comes up a week from yesterday, and they just announced today 8 Cy Young Award winners are going to start on opening day. So pretty exciting one right there for next Thursday. Then in other sports news, we've got Kevin Durant could return to the Suns next Wednesday after he's had an ankle injury. Mavs star Luka Doncic has been fined $35,000 by the NBA for a gesture towards an official. The Mavs are arguing this fine. Suns head coach Monty Williams, who called out a huge disparity in free throws, was fined $20,000 for calling that out. And Jerry Green, the only reporter to cover the first 56 Super Bowls, has passed away at the age of 94. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This past week in science, interesting new things going on here. So let's start off with researchers in Germany. They analyzed a lock of Beethoven's hair, and they think that he may have drank himself to death. They found evidence he was predisposed to liver disease, had hepatitis B when he died, but couldn't figure out what made him go deaf as an adult. You've heard of FOMO, fear of missing out. What about JOMO, joy of missing out? It's when you supposedly enjoy staying in to regroup and rest. But a new study found that we rarely do it. The real reason behind it might be actually social anxiety. So joy of missing out is because you're socially, you just had too much anxiety to try something new. Space news. A Harvard astronomer thinks a meteorite that exploded over the South Pacific in 2014 may have actually been an alien probe. This Harvard astronomer just secured funding to comb the ocean floor to look for alien technology in the South Pacific. Also, if we want to live on Mars, well, we're obviously going to have to build stuff up there. A team in England came up with a new material they call Starcrete. It's like concrete, but stronger. And it only has three ingredients: potatoes, Mars dust, and concrete. No, I'm just kidding. Salt. That'd be funny. Potatoes, Mars dust, and a pinch of salt made something called, they call it Starcrete. It's dark brown, almost a little bit reddish in color, but dark brown. Looks kind of interesting, actually. And they're saying it's stronger than concrete. And it's just Mars dust, potatoes, and a pinch of salt. Interesting. Let's see here. Australia, I mean, man, one thing about Australia, you hear wonderful things about Australia, how beautiful it is, and the oceans are beautiful, and all this other stuff. But one thing about them as well is that place is like next level crazy when it comes to spiders and snakes. Well, they just discovered a new spider, a type of trapdoor spider. It can be up to 2 inches wide and live 20 years. And they're called trapdoor spiders because they build trapdoors out of leaves to catch prey. They're not dangerous to humans, but they are extremely ugly. And finally, this past week in science, researchers used stem cells from deer to grow mini antlers on mice. Say what? Why would you do this? Well, they said it could lead to new treatment for bone injuries, maybe even help you and me regenerate limbs one day. So, you know, little stem cells to grow some antlers on some mice. And then I guess their idea is down the road they would cut the antlers off and we'd use them for bone. I don't know. Researchers do some weird stuff sometimes. So there you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is This Week in Science. So coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Plus, we've got your top stories on foxnews.com. Bobby, what is Mars dust? It's just dust from Mars. How did they get it? I do not know. You know what? Now I got to look it up. Dang it. All right, I'll look it up. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I was covering This Week in Science, and one of the stories was a team in England came up with a new material called Starcrete, which is stronger than concrete. It's like concrete, but stronger, and it's made out of only three ingredients: potatoes, a pinch of salt, and Mars dust. And got a text saying, Bobby, what's Mars dust? And I was like, I don't know. Figure it's just dust that came from Mars. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Have we had any dirt samples returned from Mars? I don't think so. All we had is rovers. And sure enough, we haven't. But our rovers have figured out what the makeup of Mars dust and dirt is, which is actually iron. And so it has iron, chlorine, and some other things. So basically, this lab in England created their own version of Mars dust to simulate what you would be able to find on Mars when they get there. And so that's basically what it happens. So we don't actually have dust from Mars. It's just, if we did, this is what we would do. So that's like they made their own version of Mars dust. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe.
Yeah, Bobby, President Biden says the U.S. will always have Canada's back. He was in Ottawa today, speaking to Canadian Parliament, also meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, also laid out environmental and economic initiatives that will create union jobs on both sides of the border. The air defense system at a U.S. military base in Syria was not fully operational at a critical moment. A suspected Iranian drone hit the installation yesterday, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring American soldiers. The death of a teen found near where Alex Murdaugh gunned down his wife and son now being investigated as a homicide, and there may be a link to surviving son Buster Murdaugh. Back in 2015, Stephen Smith was found dead on a rural road around 15 miles from Murdaugh's South Carolina home. It was called at the time a hit and run. Police now say they found new evidence. And the World Athletics says that starting on March 31st, no female transgender athlete who had gone through male puberty is permitted to compete in female world ranking competitions. The World Athletics said it had consulted with 40 national federations, the International Olympic Committee, and trans groups before making the decision, Bobby.
Yeah, that's, I think, very, very welcome. I just saw a report today. Earlier today, I guess some cyclists ended up winning some big competition, and now they're saying there's eight biological males who identify as females who now have records in different sporting events worldwide. Like they're holding the records for the female sports, but they're biologically male. And I think there's starting to become a lot of pushback on that, and so it's good to see that whole thing. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 eastbound on the Escambia Bay Bridge. We have an accident right in the middle of the bridge. It's going to be at mile marker 18. Right lane is blocked off, and we're seeing some major slowdowns because of it. Backing up past, once you get onto the bridge, a little bit near 9th Avenue, and we're starting to see some slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92. Three, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, is Gwyneth Paltrow forcefully replies to her lawyer on the stand, quote, "I did not cause the accident," end quote. She's on the stand right now. In fact, FoxNews.com actually has a link to the live stream of the video with her on the stand right now. And part of it, too. She reveals that she believed that the ski collision with this guy was actually an attempt at sexual assault, is the way she first believed it. She believed he was actually purposely trying to make contact with her. And so she's saying she did not cause the accident. And so that's the top story on FoxNews.com. More details about that whole thing. In fact, right now they're just pulling up the initial ski complaint, or the initial complaint that happened at the incident. So that's what they're going over. Other top stories on FoxNews.com. We kind of brought this up a little bit earlier. University of Memphis female basketball player is being charged with assault. And this happened during the end of the game when the players were shaking hands. And this one University of Memphis basketball player sucker punched another player in the stomach, and violence erupted after that. Well, that basketball player that started the whole thing is being charged with assault. Nancy Pelosi lashes out at an archbishop who barred her from communion over her abortion views, said, quote, "That's his problem, not mine." And finally, Reese Witherspoon announced a divorce just days before her 12th wedding anniversary from John Toth, I think is his name, or something like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. The Scott Paper Company was the first company to introduce toilet paper with cardboard rolls back in 1890. Wow. Been a bit right there. And then Diners Club issued the very first ever credit cards. It happened back in 1950. So if you had a credit card back then, it was a Diners card. Baby One More Time was originally offered to the group TLC, but they turned it down. So then they offered it to Britney Spears for her debut single, and she used it for her debut single, and of course that skyrocketed her. Wearing stiletto high heels in public streets and sidewalks is illegal without a permit in Carmel, California. And so you don't sue the city if you trip and fall. In Mobile, Alabama, it's illegal, and there is no permit. You can't go get a permit either. You cannot wear stiletto high heels on sidewalks in Mobile. And finally, the chainsaw that was originally invented by a German orthopedic surgeon in 1830 to cut bones into people's jaws.
What?
Eventually, a bigger model was created to cut wood, but initially it was made as an orthopedic instrument. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, got a border update for you. Stick around.